NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
CareBars is the most powerful system for storing money worldwide as Gram Gold, with a bank in Stuttgart, Germany, and the ability to transport it to your home anywhere on the planet. It also allows the conversion to cryptocurrencies through the ICO coins that are going to mature on July 4th, 2019, increase the value dramatically. Nothing like cryptocurrency in the form of gold, and as well the ICO coins, the CareBar Gram currency can be used worldwide as a stable currency to exchange across the planet for purchasing and selling and storing in your own bank or banks around the world. Get CareBar's gold through NutriMedical.com. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical through the drop-down menu, and we will send you on to our senior person, Jim Deal, who will help to arrange for you to get the CareBars Gold through our Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical 7 CareBars site, as well set you up with the ICO coins that will mature and dramatically increase your value. Save with NutriMedical every day. And welcome back. We have Kelby Smith from HisAdvocates.org. Kelby, I'd like to deviate for a moment to just look at the current politics in America. It's biblical that the left is calling evil good and good evil. Infanticide. Again, remember, socialism killed a quarter billion people in the 20th century. They trump things that common sense, decency, and logic just don't support. And people don't realize that the left doesn't want to just improve women's right to control their pregnancy. Let's say if they had a valve in there, it would be even better. They couldn't get PID. No. They want an astral sacrifice of children even after they're born. Who knows when their limit is? In fact, a bill was sponsored. It was supported by Barack Obama when he was the Illinois legislator, senator before he became the president, that was allowing infanticide up to 3 years of age. So if you don't like your child because they don't look like your husband or they look ugly or they've got hydrocephalus or something, you could kill them up to three. I'm thinking I've got T-shirts to give out to all these people, the Democrats that support this. It's called NTLTA, Never Too Late to Abort. In other words, you politicians need to be first. Let's abort you. Let's give you a lethal injection if you really want to support infanticide. Now, the problem is you're born, your birth date is actually, my birth date's coming up Friday, but people only realize your birth date is not the day when you come out of the magic, arch. It's the day you're conceived. The day you're conceived is actually your birthday. So they should actually back calculate somebody's birthday. My birthday is not February 15th, 1952. It's 9 months to the day earlier. So if I back calculate it, that's the day I was conceived.
That's a critical point. All countries are founded on the claim of something, and there is no such thing as fiat currency. I know people want to believe there is, but there isn't. All currency has to have a valuation of some kind, and in this country, the valuation is the people. And
right.
So we, the people, are the support, the collateral, the surety for the debt of the nation. So essentially, it's not fiat currency; it's blood back currency. It's people currency.
Right.
So, but the point that I'm trying to make is, I had a member probably 6 years ago, just when I was getting my mind wrapped around state citizenship stuff, who was in a divorce situation, and his wife was going after him in a big way. And she got up on the stand, I guess, with her attorneys and said, he doesn't have a driver's license, he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that. He never even got the kids' birth certificates. And he's crazy. He's a sovereign citizen, this, that, and the other. And then he pushed into court or produced into court what was known as the equivalent of a manufacturer's statement of origin based on the conceived date of his seed. He had a pre-existing claim of right of possession of his children that basically knocked her out, and he got full custody. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Right. See, here's what we have, and people don't realize there's consequences to this. For example, and my son's going to come on in the third hour today, tomorrow, Matthew, and we're going to talk about the source of evil in both men and women. When men become evil, they're usually a mixture of what their good intentions, which are even often wrong, and their aggression. But when women become evil, they turn themselves over totally to evil. And the reason why I say there's no elements of coverage to try to actually even have good intentions. And that's what's disturbing here. The leftist women who support abortion and don't realize eventually they're going to lose their ability to even reproduce naturally. They don't realize the state eventually wants to take over the right to deliver so that a generation from now they will not only not have abortion, there won't be any uterine pregnancies at all. It'll be all at Planned Parenthood. In fact, Planned Parenthood will then have an appropriate name because you go down to an artificial uterus at a facility where they'll birth the child that was genetically engineered for you based on gametes. And they can create gametes now from a punch biopsy of your forearm, so you don't even need to go and do an intra-abdominal procedure to harvest ova and sperm. People say, well, that can't happen. And if you want to insert genes from different human relatives or super athletes where they have them banked, you'll be able to pay a fee for that specific gene complex and insert it into your child or even different phyla species and genera so you can create super soldiers. For example, they wanted me to be involved with a project at DARPA when I was going to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Bank, where they're going to try to create female fetus and grow them in artificial uteri. And then they want to insert actin myosin from jackals, which are 12 times stronger than any other mammal per weight, including lions. A jackal's crushing force of its jaws are 12 times stronger than the crushing force of a full-blown male lion. Did you know that?
I had no clue.
No, because the genetics of their actinomycin is completely superhuman. And the problem is people don't understand that the future for the so-called people who want reproductive choice is that they don't have any choice at all. In fact, the human race disappears into a blur with technology and genetic engineering, so you can't tell who's genetically human anymore. And people don't realize that was actually the turning point where God decided to bring the flood. Now, he promised to never bring a flood to the earth, but he didn't promise he wouldn't bring fire. And that's what's coming next. All these nations, including America, they're talking about, you know, pushing infanticide. They don't want just infanticide. They want to have genetically engineering so they can actually change your genes after you're born. And if you have genes that they don't like because you're likely to, you know, fight against the state, they'll eliminate your genetic strain and won't even allow a polar body exclusion of your fetus to even see the light of day because they're going to get rid of your embryo before you even implant. People say that can't happen. I said, of course it can happen. I'm a scientist. These aren't open to people's opinion. People think, you know, that's why, and I ask people, I beg them to call. By the way, if you want to call into my show, do call Todd at the number for the show, which is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I had two callers last week, both in two different hours. That was really good. And they stayed on topic, and they didn't get a hominem, and they acted humble but informed. And you have to understand, and this is something that shocks people, and I say this, I've said it on the Rent Show before, over the years I've been on, and I say it on my show, you can ask me any question of any topic on earth, and I will instantly, on air, give you an answer or a logical way to approach and find the answer at some future point with a lot of prayer and research. Instantly. Now, how do I know that? I know it because God's empowered me with both natural gifts, which are way over the average, and he's given me supernatural gifts, which means if I'm lost, which is most of the time, he'll actually inspire me with images, audible, whatever, for me to give you an answer to tell you, because we're at the end of the age. If you just look at one aspect of humanity, just look in the last few weeks of the pushing, this Virginia governor who's a pediatric neurologist. And then you look at the number of states. There's 10 states pushing infanticide laws that are going to try to one-up even the Roe versus Wade. And the reason why they're doing this now, by the way, is they know that Ruth Gator, and I've changed her name from Bader to Gator, you know, like alligator, because she's one of the first activist Supreme Court justices over the last 50 years, and she screwed up the law to make the bench the way to legislate for the Democrats, the leftists, and the global Satanists. And what Gator Ginsburg, when she's gone, they're probably going to put this one, Coney Barrett, who's a pro-life Catholic with seven children, and she's a legal genius. And she's pro-life. If you think that Kavanaugh and Gorsuch were pro-life, they're nothing compared to Coney Barrett. And when she gets in the court, I guarantee you, it's the end of Roe versus Wade, and it's the end of infanticide in America.
Praise
all right?
God.
It's the end of it. Now, if you think you can poke God in the eye, and your state will still exist after the geoclimatic changes occur to this planet and war, etc., bye-bye, New York. You son of a bitches that put this law through in place in any other state that does it, you might as well just seal your fate of destruction because it's going
to
happen.
Well, I want you to understand something. From a New York perspective, from a legal perspective, from a fiction perspective, meaning Satan, how he rules the world, New York is his capital, meaning New York literally...
It's the capital of the world. It's the capital of the world. It's Babylon, the great mother of harlots.
So
I wrote before 9/11, before 9/11, by dictated by God, clay and iron, and one of the verses of the first chapter of the small scroll deals with the ruby stone, or behold the sun, which is behold Ephraimerica. See, America was founded by Ephraimic nations. I have a book by James Poole back in 1860. And if you look at the research, all the nations of Europe that eventually founded America were actually the apostate Ephraimic nations ruled by Druids. Did you know that? The apostate sons of Aaron were Druids from Canaanite, Jebusite, and Huvites. Okay? And they did animal sacrifice, a human sacrifice. The Star of David is not a Star of David at all. It's a Star of Ashtoreth, the god that was called the Queen of Heaven, which would take human sacrifice in the days of Moloch and Baal in the spring of someone who is conceived by lascivious sex other than their husband or wife, 9 months earlier, if they didn't have a baby to put in the arms of Moloch, the giant owl, they would then have a proxy, what's called a sweet bread to the Queen of Heaven, cooked in an oven with cardamom, so it smelled very sweet. And what would happen would be shaped with little boys and girls like the gingerbread boys you hear in Germany. That tradition of gingerbread boys goes right back to the human sacrifice, like the Wicker Man ceremony that's going to be happening here shortly. Remember the Wicker Man? What's it called? The Burning Man ceremonies? Yeah. Done by these billionaires? Burning Man ceremony is a ceremony where the Druids would take children from the homes of non-Druids, and they'd tie them into wickers in this giant Wicker Man ceremony and burn them to ashes so their child could descend from the nether realm and acquire a physical body and be incarnated into the physical world. Did you know that? That's what the Burning Man ceremony is all about. It's literally allowing the Druids to incarnate the souls of their children into the bodies of Druid descendants. Okay? People don't know this, do they?
You know, I saw I've done a lot of research in the Burning Man ceremony, and there's people that go that are as normal as you and I that come back and they're forever affected. They've changed internally. They're spiritually corrupted. They have serious issues, depression, and so many different things. I believe it's a demonic.
They're either possessed or affected. Let me explain.
Right.
We talk about targeted individuals. You know what a targeted individual is? It's an individual the demons can't get inside their head for one reason or another, so they try to target and torture them to gather the spiritual ectoplasm of their suffering to present it to the incubi and succubi, which are the top-level sexual warrior demons directly under Lucifer that run the world. People don't know this, do they?
Mm-hmm.
It says in the Bible that every one of the territories of Earth is actually under demonic entity. They still are. The territory of Persia is still under the king of Persia that would have the angel that was going to bring the prophecy to Daniel. Remember that? Above the river Shibar? People don't know this stuff, but it's in the Bible. Well, I believe the Bible. I said, well, do you believe the scripture? Do you understand it? Of course they don't. Are you kidding?
No, most people don't.
That's what's bastards. You think they do? They're withheld by a demonic entity in the spiritual realm, so they can't even descend to earth and give the truth to the people because they're withheld by so many days or weeks. What people need to understand, we're not dealing with a physical enemy here. Even the ones that are pro-choice and say, I believe in first trimester abortion, why would they push it so hard that even pro-abortionists withdrawn, say 66% wouldn't support it?
Right. No, this...
In other words, it's like going so far, you even alienate the people that support your platform of abortion. That's wild, isn't it? And that's our own survey.
Well, in the last, you got to realize something. Look at the massive amount of moving and changing that's taken place within the administration, the executive administration with Trump. And I've heard what you've had to say about Trump in the past, and I've listened to a lot of different people, and I didn't know he was a Mason, but I do know that most Masons that are under 33rd degree, if they're 32nd or below, they don't know that they're worshiping Lucifer. They don't know that they're...
Not true. Let me correct you.
Okay.
If you have the 17th level called York Rite, you have to take the ineffable name and worship it as Yabalon, Yahweh, the creator god, Baal, the fertility god that owns all property, which is what they've turned us into property, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, who resurrects on Christmas Day. Do you know that? The two of the three names are Lucifer.
The 17th degree of the York.
Long before you get to the 33rd degree, or before you get to 11 levels of illumination, you have to accept
the
ineffable name.
The Scottish Rite is 13 degrees, right? And the York Rite is like for the believers that are a little bit more tied to the...
The York Rite is just on the way to the 33rd, okay?
Right.
So you have to understand, it doesn't matter if it's Scottish Rite, Masonry, whatever. The York Rite, which is, you know, dealing with most of the Masons in the Western world.
The only one that goes to 33, right?
Right, you have to do that. So they all understand this, okay? They may lie to you because that's part of the process.
So at the 17th degree, what is it, a pledge? Is it an oath? What do they got to do?
They take an oath that they understand the ineffable name of God, that Lucifer is God, and two of the three names of God are actually Lucifer.
At the 17th, do we have any information, subject matter that I can look at or read on that?
I have tons of stuff. I have so much stuff you wouldn't believe it. Now, I don't know some of it. You got to understand, I ministered to Bill Schnablin, who's a 90th degree Mason. Had to go from being a Jew to being a Roman Catholic for transubstantiation of the host to do demonic ceremonies. All right? So I know more than any other public person who's ever spoke in human history about this. That's why Masons are terrified of me, and the devil himself shakes in his boots when he hears my name. Okay? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
This is Richard.
Improper digestion or maldigestion is very common. Our correction is with NutriMeds, Gastrozyme, plant-based broad-spectrum pH enzymes, and Digestes. Digestes restores stomach acid and pepsin, and the Gastrozyme supports the pancreatic enzymes with plant-based enzymes. You can improve digestion dramatically, reduce food allergies, reduce dysbiosis and small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and improve overall body nutrition by digesting your food properly. Amazing formulas available from NutriMedical.com exclusively. Do contact Bill Deagle for a starter protocol for your dysbiosis, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, or other problems with maldigestion or ulcers. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol just by contacting us by phone, 888-212-8871, or by email. Stay well every day with NutriMedical in your life. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, Provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. In the second term of Donald Trump, which is going to happen probably in a year and a half to 2 years. Welcome back. So Calby, you need to understand what you do is I'm completing a picture of the horror of the fact that we're living in a corporate state where we as corporate citizens are literally the chattelized property, not gold, which used to be the gold standard. We are the chattelized property that's collateralizing the debt of the United States. And it turns out that every other country on earth does this. We used to actually not be the property of it, but since 1933, with a declaration which has to be redeclared even by President Trump twice, we have to be declared a state of national emergency, especially since 9/11, which is another national emergency that also has to be redeclared by this president. And people don't understand, these are Masonic ceremonies. These are demonic. And Trump, although he does good things, and I agree with him about taking regulations and improving the tax situation, and he wanted to make it also permanent for the middle class. It's not permanent. He wanted to do it. So far, it's not done. He's got Mick Mulvaney, his new guy, can probably get some more money for his wall. But there's a lot more to this. And Trump is doing some good things right, but most of the stuff he's doing are screwing up. Pushing 5G network and pushing recycled toxic water that can start earthquakes and so on is bad. Pushing policies that are ignoring what North Korea is doing, which could hit us with an EMP weapon, or not dealing tougher with China and Russia. Mr. Putin, I'm the whistleblower. People say, well, how do you know this, Deagle? I said, I have three sources of information. And this is hard for people to accept, and includes on their health. I'm a medical empath, and you can be calling me on the phone, or I'm just talking to you, and I'll start getting word of knowledge. It's a Christian term, meaning I'm going to get to know about things that you have not told me in your history, your other doctors don't know, and your blood tests haven't shown it yet. Okay? But I can do that, use that technique to actually act as a proxy when I do the test for a biophilia 2 scan, and I can actually put the headphones on, and I share not only in the knowledge, I actually can suffer with you. So if you've got bone pain, while I'm doing the test or afterward, I will actually feel your bone pain from your cancer. Okay? People don't know that. They say, you've got to be crazy. I said, well, that's how Jesus perceived the woman with the issue of blood. She was bleeding to death from uterine bleeding. And people say, well, all the apostles around her said, well, how do you know this, Jesus? And he said, well, she touched me. In other words, she touched him spiritually, not just physically. So people need to understand this. When I started visions almost 2 years ago about missiles being placed by Russia, intermediate-range hypersonic cruise missiles, the evidence kept on mounting and mounting and mounting. Last April of 2018, I saw a video with Putin claiming he could have hypersonic cruise missiles cross the South Pole and hit the United States, boasting these damn things. And then what the liar was talking about is they're lengthening the airstrip to 2 miles long in Punta Huerta in Nicaragua, and they got with Maduro the island called La Orchila Island, which is east of Grenada, where the Russians tried to put missiles in years ago in the early 80s. And we invaded the island, and it was a medical school there, and took out the damn missiles just like we did when I whistleblew 5 years ago about the Guatemalan Mexican missiles were being put in the jungle down in Guatemala, just south of the Mexican border. I was a whistleblower. Now, we have all kinds of journalists now with satellite photos proving that Dr. Deagle's vision was true. So you need to take me seriously when I tell you this is the end of the age. Donald Trump is the last legal, reasonable president of the United States. He's the last one. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm guessing that he probably would be. I can't see another one coming in after
him. Whoever comes after him is going to be a dictator or a devil. It's not going to be a normal politically appointed person. And you got to understand this. Trump, I call him Trump Pinocchio. He's well-intentioned because he's a good man in his own eyes. And like any person who does evil, the definition of evil is to do what was right in your own eyes. In fact, remember that British agent of MI6 who used to say, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law? That's the actual definition of evil. 98% of what the devil does, including the Shriners who support little sick kids, 98% of what the devil does through his proxies and the Masons, looks, tastes, and smells good. Look at the Shriners. They help a lot of disabled little kiddies, and they raise money. Right. See, do you understand this, people out there? You probably don't. And that's why when you do what's right in your own eyes, it's different than your neighbor who's a different version of Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism or whatever. It's all evil unless it's God's purposes and God's wisdom. There's no other way around it. If you don't do God, you can't do good.
I have a Shriner on video in full garb worshiping Lucifer. That's what he's trained on. That's what they believe in. They think he is God, pure, holy, worshipful. I mean, it's amazing how the level of programming beyond, you know, the church.
Well, they believe the ultimate lie. You know what the ultimate lie is?
Society.
The ultimate lie is that this world, when George Bush Jr. and John Kerry, half naked, masturbating in a coffin at the crypt, which is at Rhode Island, Yale University. They actually, what they did basically is take an oath to what's called a goddess Nu, which is the god of annihilation, goddess of annihilation, which means you sell your soul to the devil, and they will give you political power, sexual power, drug power, whatever, in this realm, because you know the devil has lied to you that this is the only realm that exists. That's the ultimate lie. There's no spiritual realm of consciousness or the soul, and there's no eternal realm. And if the devil was correct, that this is the only realm that exists, he'd be right on. I would agree with the devil, but you know what? He's a liar. He's a liar because this physical world couldn't exist without the negentropic world of the consciousness, where he's the prince of the power of the air, and he knows that. And it couldn't exist without eternality. In fact, without the seed atom of eternality, a mountain couldn't exist, a plant nor a star, or a person. Without the intention field of God saying you were in my dream or my wish to exist, the one who's the summum bonum of all existence, guess what? You don't exist. That's why I believe in what's called the one I verse, and the one who's the I is God. Without being in his mind's eye, you don't exist. People don't get this, do they? And that's why Lucifer is the ultimate liar. He tries to lie to these masons that there is only this physical realm. So that's why they give everything over to Satan. Hey, I know I'm only going to live 70 years, so I want to jolly it up and get lots of sex and money and power and, you know, do weird ceremonies and kill babies and whatever. Eat their flesh.
He also sells a lie that they're going to be superhuman and live forever as gods if they achieve...
Well, let me explain, okay? And I've talked to Ron Klatz about this, and he was about 5 years ago at a conference in Bahrain at the Burj Dubai Hotel, and they flew all these guys in private jets and everything, and they wanted to push transhumanism. But you got to understand, the people are just seething, waiting for people like me to invent the technology for life extension, and they only want it for the rich and powerful. They don't want the years of Methuselah return to grandma or to your wife so her bones don't go bye-bye. No, no. They want it for themselves, and they want to get rid of most of us and kill us. That's why they have toxic vaccines, toxic food, toxic skin radiation from 5G and smart meters. They are hell-bent on getting rid of us because they know in the next 20 years that whether it's me or other doctors, we're going to literally release the years of Methuselah so you'll actually be like the movie Cocoon. You'll see people getting younger. Now, God told me specifically, personally, he's giving me the years of Methuselah back. Now, I'll give you an idea of some of the research. I have the only patented pending technology in the world that actually supplies all the biomolecules in utero. And when you're in utero, you don't age. So if you do a trans-amniotic sac surgery, there's no scar. That's my Red Deer Velvet DR. I have oncomycin that has the ergothionine receptor for the first receptor. I have the atomic resonance research from Dr. Linus Pauling, Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute, the ISHA in the Netherlands, and I've extended way beyond that. I presented my first lecture in quantum biophysics 37 years ago at the University of Calgary Department of Biophysics on phonon maser cytogenetics. There's nobody on earth that knows more than me about the quantum biocircuits of all biological systems, including humans, animals, and plants, and Dr. Deagle. And I'm not boasting to say, oh, I'm so brilliant. Look, God presented me with this information because he wants to restore the years to people. So it says in the Bible, when the Lord returns, yea, though a man or woman dies at 100, at least shall be considered the years of a child. And that's actually in the Bible. You can read that. It's in the Bible. It says, when the Lord returns, that man's life will be such that if someone dies at 100, it'll be considered the years of a child, like 2 to 5. Do you follow me? It's in your Bible. Wow. Now, the person who's going to do that is me and my colleagues. And we are getting closer and closer. We're not decades away. We're months and years away. Now, Why is that so important? Because these maniacs want to kill babies in utero. They want to make us transhumans by inserting technology to literally create a cybernetic cortex interface with a supernet. They want to actually make us transhumans by inserting genes from different phyla species and genera, which they tried to recruit me to use my genius 40 years ago to work at UCLA to create super soldiers that are a swarm with nanotech body armor directly linked to bioweapons and drones and everything else. They wanted to use my skill set so I would give them to the Satan. And that's why 27 years ago, the Pindar himself came to visit me and wanted to be his understudy. You know what the Pindar is? He's the penis of the dragon that runs the Druidic Council of 13 for Earth. And of course, I have, you know, genetic heritage of all the royals in Europe. They're my ancestors. French, German, Scottish. But I'm not given over to Satan, and that's why I get targeted. Anybody who's targeted is someone who the Satan, for one reason or another, or his minions, cannot get inside your head. You're going to be targeted if the Satan can't get in, so he'll try to persecute you. And believe me, from the moment I was conceived, the devil tried to kill me at birth, at 8.5, and 5 years ago. And then again, just a few weeks ago, tried to do it again. Because I was getting away from the evil group called Genesis Network that wouldn't even allow me to have a commercial on my show, on my commercials. They said for 20 years, which is garbage, because I had a commercial just 3 years ago for Allison Med, or that I couldn't have a banner ad up saying they have a show on the network because they're afraid I might disagree with Alex Jones or the other morons who want to say things that are not true and tell people that are trying to prepare for a future that's very dangerous. We are not prepared for a power outage. We're not prepared for sewer water backing up in our homes so they have to cut your water supply after the fourth day because there's no backup sewage treatment power plants or upgrades to the sewage treatment. We don't have any national storage of food. We have no way of distribution of power except for a power grid that's very fragile and can be knocked out by EMP or even cyber attacks. We're not ready for anything. I work with FEMA, and I directly contacted the FEMA director in the conference at the Adams Mark Hotel 6 months before 9/11 in March of 2001, and I told him that their policy was not even to protect people that were hit with radiological and biological weapons, to even put robot showers to clean them, and detox them was to shoot in the center of their body and put them in a body bag so they wouldn't contaminate anybody else and set up a perimeter zone of no-go. And he tried to take off from the lectern, and I yelled at him all the way down the hall with generals right beside me. They were kind of freaked out that I was that nervy that I would actually chase the FEMA director out of the hall. Okay? Anybody on any other network who wants defense intellectually and spiritually with Deagle is facing an infinite battle that's going to destroy them. Now, I will treat people with respect, and I believe, I love people, and I'll die for them, even if they're devils. I pray for Hillary Clinton. I pray for John Podesta. I pray for idiots like George Soros. But guess what? We're the last great drops of grace before these people are annihilated. And they're not going to hell. They're going to the abyss, which is annihilation. The people don't get it. Our world and many of our American citizens, brothers and sisters, aren't going to survive a power outage or a nuclear war. They're going to be physically destroyed and spiritually annihilated. I don't want to see that. It grieves me. And what I see happening is the first step is to get out of Babylon. Get into the, you know, what you're doing is trying to get people out of the property complex that was set by high-level Masons to turn us into property, damn it.
Yeah, we're not doing it. We're not just practicing it. We're doing it. We have a very interesting platform that we've been building for years and years. It's a ministry truly called His Advocates, and our goal is to not just disseminate that understanding of what coming out of that structural system is, but to understand how that structural system...
I'd like to see that system, by the way, extend beyond just getting out of the property. I'd like to see it to separate medical boards, separate politicians that actually are representing us. We don't have proper representation. We have a dance. It's a distraction. Just look what's going on with Trump. Even if Trump is a well-intentioned white hat, Royal Arch, Scottish Rite Mason, he's so screwed up now with so many advisors around him, they're devils and monsters on both the Democrat and Republican side. Look at what his latest thing. He's agreed to accept the very inferior arrangement between the Democrats and Republicans to so-called build a wall for 55 miles out of like 1,800 miles. And even a reduction in ICE beds for criminals. Barack Obama released 82,000 criminals of felons that were rapists, murderers, and thieves back onto the streets of America because their home country wouldn't take them. Trump's not doing much better. It's ridiculous. He's recycling water that's toxic from Northern California, from fracking sites, and from toxic water from industry, and say, I hope you like your recycled water. He's setting up 5G network, which is the last layer of the mark of the beast. Without 5G, you can't have autonomous vehicles or total control of people's minds. Guess what, Trump? Wake up, buddy. You're Trump Pinocchio. You're like a wooden president like Pinocchio. You're not with it. Okay? CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Before the show, it'll come on. You can test your audio. And welcome back. So, go through the steps that people need to do in order to change. Like, I'm in the process of doing my citizenship changing now. I looked at something that was, you know, involving the native boards. I want to see this citizenship thing you do expand to business, for taxation, which I think it does, and even to healthcare, because absolutely, to be honest with you, the parallel system needs to be fleshed out, because our current system, why everything's screwed up. Healthcare, for example, big pharma and big medica, where doctors are making buco bucks. I mean, I had a complaint filed against me by a physiatrist back in 2000, because he was a colleague of a surgeon who was paralyzing patients, but he was making $250,000, him and his other surgical team. Dr. Michael Janssen of DO, by doing spinoplasty surgery, which he was inventing, putting anterior titanium cage in and PLFIF surgery, and he put screws to my patient's nerve roots. A company up in Boulder, a legal company, wanted to hire me to do an independent evaluation. I eventually found the medical records he'd hidden that he actually put screws to the man's nerve roots, so he paralyzed him. So he could get around on Canadian crutches only, a few, but 10 feet, and then he had to collapse. People don't realize how evil the system is. It's evil because it's completely luciferic and it's from its roots. We need to rebuild a system of representative government. We need a representative government that's based on the fact we're not chattelized property of the state. We need a system that where our healthcare system is godly and not socialist or communist. Remember now, communism is just Luciferianism fleshed out to its full extent. That's what socialism is. It's Luciferianism, where you are a piece of property owned by Lucifer and the state. In fact, the title deed was given back to mankind when Jesus died on the cross. And for 2,000 years, Satan has lied to us through corporate misuse of the law, which is why lawyers are actually one of our biggest problems. Lawyers themselves are the cause of lies. That's why the word lawyer and liar sound so close together. So I want you to flesh this out for people so they understand just how deep this well of evil goes, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, I can go on for hours about it, but just to be very quick with people and help them understand, they can do research on state citizenship. They'll find it. It's on the Department of State website. But then when you start deciphering how they, and I'm going to give you two examples of how they manipulate the wordplay, or three examples. One is United States of America versus United States of America. Our country's name was United States of America, and the word United on the Declaration of Independence is lowercase because it's an adjective describing the two jurisdictions, which are 50 several states of the Union. At the time, 13 colonies, 13 several states of the Union. And so, you know, back then everybody was a state citizen. They had no such thing. Their nationality was the state that they were born on, Virginianite, so on and so forth. So you can look at the office styles manual, which is from the United States, and you can see that there's nationalities known as Californian, Arizonan, Illinoisan, and those are actual citizenships that are offered. But see, when you're born here on this land and you elect to come under the United States corporate umbrella, Title 28, Section 3002, the United States is a federal corporation. That is different than the United States of America. One is located exclusively in the District of Columbia, UCC 307H.
Right.
So you got 50 several states of the Union, and you got this corporation impersonating the federal, the true form of a federalized government.
And that's why it's basically in D.C. And by the way, the Democrats want to give D.C. The same state representation, even though there's only like 900,000 people in D.C., and they want to do this because part of the scam, they want to even have a further cover-up of the fact the corporation of America only exists in D.C. It doesn't exist in the other states, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the law is very clear. Supreme Court has ruled that the United States is a foreign corporation within respect to the state. So every time you fill out these applications, they only have check boxes for United States citizen or national of the United States. Now, here's the second scam. You know, so first off, you're thinking you're a U.S. citizen, and the reality is you're a state citizen or you're an American. And so you check the box U.S. citizen, they got you there. Second thing is, you know, if you elected to be a national and you're thinking that's the one that's an unregistered, born on this land, which it is. If you look at 8 U.S.C. 1101, 821, lowercase national, means a person that owes allegiance to a state. So they created the word national for that state citizen in their code under that 8 U.S.C. And if you look at the very next one, 8 U.S.C. 1101, A22, it's national of the United States. So one is the state citizen right next to the possession one of the United States corporation. The possessed one of the United States is the one that's conquered territory. So right. Guam, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, you know, so on and so forth. And so you have all these things that are so like each other that you think are the same, and the reality is the corporation set us up to take away our God-given unalienable rights to elect to be something different. Told your parents, you know, United States citizen is the only way, and they created all these similar words and made them literally the possession of these bankers. And how they did it was, you are the stockholder for these corporations as a quote-unquote citizen/employee. And so because these corporations are so in debt, you're now the surety.
Yeah, so, well, there's a better way to do it. Let's call them the bails. That's why, for example, the bail basically is the only one that can own property. When they made the Magna Carta, it was between the bails or the lords of the land, who was the only ones allowed the property, and everybody below a lord was called a manster. Now, the term monster is actually just a transliteration of manster, which is a soulless, not indwelt by a transdimensional entity, person, and only one that's a bail indwelt by a transdimensional entity could own property. In other words, dwelt by living within in them is a fallen angel. That's what the whole purpose is. The Druids invited angels to inhabit the body so they would be able to own property. People don't get this, do they?
They don't get it at all. And so what you just said is literally in the law. And what I mean by that is if you take a look at House Resolution 1491, that's where they pledged the land to the banks.
Right.
Or to the power structure against the debt of the corporation. Well, what's
right,
the
and
debt?
The same thing goes, by the way, with the United, with what's called the World Treaty of the Seas. You know, all the methane hydrates under every ocean, every mineral resource on planet, including all the water and primary water source resources are owned by the UN now. The UN has actually taken over all the property of the physical Earth itself, handed down by the Queen of England, the Vatican, and the globalists have actually literally proxied all the property, including humans, to be owned by the Luciferic entity they call the Corporation of the Druidic Council of 13.
Yeah, and what's even more amazing is from that point forward, on House Resolution 1491, the only thing left was the people.
Right.
So they crashed the economy in 1929. They bought up all the corporations, 5 cents on the dollar, and they bled the people out to a point where the people in 1933 were willing to take the New Deal. By 1935, they pledged themselves through the Social Security Administration to be the surety against the debt and became a corporate employee slash known as a lowercase citizen.
Right.
And so if you take a look at really the word citizen in the Constitution, it's capitalized for a specific reason in the original Constitution.
By the way, I want to insert right now something that's important people understand. Ocasio-Cortez, who says she hasn't read the new Green Deal, this is an old Green Deal. This deal actually is the final layer of the Mark of the Beast. Once they own all property, including you, including right to your intentions of your hearts, who were hacking into your cortex with sound to petrous temporal bone or to cortex, directly interfacing with your brain, this is the final layer. And what they've done now is when you look at people like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and so on, all these Democrats, they actually want the final step where you are now a cyber pet of Lucifer in a cage in a world where you don't own any property at all. You have the illusion you might own something, but you don't. For example, if you don't pay the mortgage on your home, which is a death grip, you don't own the land even under your home. Your home can be seized if you don't pay the taxes. That's all set up because they don't want you to actually, they want you to believe the illusion you own property, but you don't. You're just a tenant. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. And going back to that one subject matter on what you were talking about, the abortions, and where is that going to lead in New York? Remember that? There's a man that killed both a woman and her 9-month pregnant baby.
Right.
And he was originally charged with 2 murders, and now he's only being charged with one. Now,
well, by the way, there's a gentleman I'm trying to get on the show to specifically about that. Him and his girlfriend in Hollywood had 2 female embryos. They named these 2 girl embryos names. They actually have property rights because they have a will given to them by these Hollywood people. So as a result, they have property rights. So in most states, if you kill a woman who's pregnant, it's a double murder. Now, if you can be a person in utero, even if you're just recently conceived, then how can you not be a person when you're aborted at 20 weeks or 10 weeks or 40 weeks? It's insane. Well, and I've had Dr. Fred Graves on here from the How to Win in Court, and this fact has been shoved in the face of these Supreme Court justices, and they know if Roe versus Wade was ever challenged again, the person who would issue, especially after the latest stuff on ultrasound and genetic development in utero, would be completely blown away. So these states are rushing toward this because they know that Donald Trump, even though he doesn't do everything right, is almost likely going to elect Coney Barrett to the next Supreme Court as a female, and it's the end of infanticide in Roe versus Wade. It's going to go. It's bye-bye, Roe versus Wade.
But let me touch on this couple or this guy that killed his 9-month-old or 9-month pregnant woman.
Right.
He was originally charged with 2 murders, but because of the new law, he's only being charged with 1 murder. Here's the point is, I thought that the law was for a woman's right to choose. So why, if it is a woman's right to choose, why is the state choosing not to charge him for the second murder? You understand?
Well, because they don't want to accept the fact. You see, here's the fact, is until the mother hands over the child to the state, they're not really alive. And this is what is, and you've shown this on previous shows, that the mother acts as a proxy to hand over the child so the parent becomes the state. And the mother actually is just handing over the child to the ownership of the state now. The father's not even involved. So they're like an illegitimate child that's handed over by the mother to state property rights, aren't they, in the birth certificate.
Right, and it's done very
sneakily.
Keenly.
Yeah.
But back to what you were saying before, here's the point is, you know, they've taken, they took the land, they took the people, they pledged us against the surety, and now just because they got a contract to print the money, now all of a sudden we're in debt so much so that the Congressional Budget Office says we'll never get out of debt. So here's the point, everybody's going to be a forever slave unless you're obedient to the word of God, which says, come out of her, my people. Now, look, I've done a lot of shows in the past on what her is, that Babylonian structure, that Babylonian system. The United States is a front runner for a global structure that is the representation of her. Don't want to get into that now. To come out means you got to deal with every element of every contract you've ever done with them. And what we do is we restructure the passport, we restructure the driver's licenses, we restructure every contract you've ever touched as a state citizen. It is the safest and most sure way.
It takes a while to do it. I mean,
accepted.
I talked to Deborah Tavares, whose son did this. It took him a year. And he can still travel now under a new state passport and so on. But the thing is, it's not an easy thing. And the people say, well, I don't have to do this. It's not necessary. I said, well, I'm going to tell you, 5, maybe 6, 7 years from now, when the final layers of the mark of the beast are put in place, you're not going to have an option, are you?
Yeah, they'll be wishing they did it. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Yeah, amazing show. We need to get into this more. We're going to be doing my stuff. It's going to take a while to get it all done, but we're going to start doing it. Get out of Babylon, people. You don't understand where this is going. It's very, very evil. Very evil.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net.